Southeast Alaska's largest Native cultural event begins this week in Juneau. As many as 2,000 dancers from Alaska, Canada, and the Lower 48 will take the stage to share song and dance traditions. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld previews two competitions that are part of Celebration 2010.
Black seaweed is a food tradition among the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. It's collected at low tide and dried, sometimes with flavorings added.
Seaweed is now it's kind of a delicacy, but it used to be just a regular old food item.
Linda Bilardi of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is organizing Celebration 2010's traditional food contests. She says the mineral-rich seaweed has found its way into contemporary cooking.
People eat it as a snack. They a lot of times make it in a soup. And then nowadays people are cooking it with hamburger. They're cooking it with their chop suey. They're putting it in their scrambled egg omelets. So lots of different uses.
The contest compares standalone prepared seaweed. Bilardi says the judges are experts in taste testing. At an earlier event, she was surprised how much they could tell from a few bites.
The elders were saying, this one tastes like it has clam juice. And somebody else said, it tastes like they dried this one on the rocks. And I said, you can tell that from the taste? And they said, oh, yeah.
Celebration 2010's other traditional food contest is for soapberries, a small red fruit that tastes bitter before it's prepared. Bilardi remembers whipping them with hand mixers when she was young.
It isn't something that we had very often, and we would whip it up and add a little bit of sugar, sliced bananas, and then the eating of it is a social event because it makes a sound and you kind of plop, plop, plop it in your mouth.
Soapberries are not found everywhere. Bilardi says they're most often picked near Klukwan, Glacier Bay, and in parts of the interior. Celebration 2010 also includes an artist market, traditional storytelling, a juried art exhibition, and lectures on cultural and scientific topics. That's in addition to the dozens of dance performances scheduled for the three-day event. There's also a focus on language. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute just released Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian Learners' Dictionaries, and they'll be highlighted during a language open house program. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.